Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 14th day of the month of Iyar. Today's Pesach Sheni. Today as well is the 29th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children that we have been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredal, Melini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May each of them and all of those in need have a speedily, easily, easy, and painless recovery. Additionally, please keep in mind all those who are still being held captive. Of course, all of our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, as well as the Iranian, Arvin Netanel, Ben, Sonia, Yona, and, of course, Evan Gershkovitz, who's being held unjustly in Russia now for over a year, as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsors today. Today's program is sponsored in part by Leilian Neshama, Aaron Dov Ber, Ben Yisrael Shmuel, and Shraga Feivel Ben Michal. Both of their neshamas have an aliyah, and I, as always, want to express my hakaras hatov, my gratitude for all of our sponsors' generosity. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Feldman of Congregation of Emek Baracha in Palo Alto, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Feldman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Yachinu, the Mishabirach for Tzahal, the Mishabirach for the Shvuim, and Rabbi Feldman will conclude with the Mishabirach L'Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. With great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the privilege to share a few words. As mentioned, today is Pesach Sheni. Some people have a custom to eat the matzah on this day, and many people think that that is directly connected to the offering that was that is associated with the day. For those people who were not able to participate in Pesach time with the original Pesach offering, so there's a second chance a month later. So Pesach offerings are all often associated with matzah. So if we can't have the offering, so at least we can have matzah. That's the way many people think about it. Excuse me. But that is not, it seems, the real reason why people might have matzah today. It is pointed out that the Mishnah says in Pesachim that in terms of Pesach Sheni, you can have the Korban Pesach, if you have it on this day, with chametz around. You can have bread around. You don't have to have a normal bread around. You don't have to have matzah. It could be with matzah and with bread around. So there's no exclusive matzah associated with this day. So the matzah that some people eat is accustomed on this day is probably not associated with that. Instead, it comes from the fact that the actual countdown when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim was that they left with a certain amount of matzah, and that matzah lasted them for about a month. And the calculation comes out that they finished the last matzah on this day. So the possibility in terms of eating matzah ends on this day, and to mark that, that's where the custom probably comes from, that people have matzah on this day, because they want to mark the fact that the matzah ran out. Now the episode of the matzah running out has a continuation Because after all, when the food ran out, at Pesach time, when the Jews came out, when the food ran out, there was consternation in the encampment. People were very upset. They were very anxious. And at that point, there's a big back and forth. And there's a little bit of panic, and Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is that what's happening in the story is a connection between the end of the matzah and the beginning of the falling of the man. And Rav Shlomo Fisher, Zecher Tzadik Livracha in Yerushalayim, used to cite the opinion of the Chassam Sofer that the beginning of the man took place on the 18th day. Today is the 14th. It took place on the 18th day of Iyar. What is the 18th day of Iyar? So today is the 29th day of the Omer, as mentioned, which means it's the first day of the fifth week. But the 18th day of Iyar is the fifth day. It's the fifth day of the fifth week, which we call today Lag BaOmer. We associate it with Lag BaOmer. So Rabbi Fisher points out that if you follow this calculation, then the biblical event, which is connected to this very foggy day called Lag BaOmer, a day which we have a very hard time figuring out the reason for, the biblical event connected to this day is the beginning of the falling of the man. And so the end of the matzah and the beginning of the man are very much connected. So we are really going from one bread of faith to another. We're going from the matzah, which sustained us, and which we've referred to at Pesach time as the bread of faith, to the man, which was a daily reminder of our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that he will take care of us. The man was put away so that it could be taken out every once in a while to be shown to the Jews, that people should understand that our dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu always continues like this. We went from one bread to the other. These are the major events at the beginning of the fifth week of the Omer and on the fifth day of the fifth week of the Omer, which is Lag BaOmer. That's what's happening this week. We're going from one bread of faith to the other. And they're all reminders that in the end for all days, we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodwill. I want to go to the chapters of Tehillim. We will start with chapter 20, Tehillim Perek Chaf. Lemenatzeach mizmor leDavid, Yanchan noy biyom sara, yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezracha mikodesh umitzion yisadecha, Yizkor kol min chosecha va'olascha yidash nasela. Yitain lecha klevavecha v'chol esascha yimalei. Nerananu b'yirushuasecha uv'shem Eloheinu nidigol. Yimalei anoy kol mishlosecha. Ata yedati ki hoshia anoy mishicho. Yanehu b'shmei kadsho uv'gvuros yeshah yimino. Eile berechev ve'eile besusim. Va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karol v'nafalu va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha'melech yanenu v'yom karenu. Chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo yechzar. Binos desha yabisenu almi minuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yanchenu b'maglei tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki elech begei tzalmabes lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha hema yinachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorarai, dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yedefuni ko yemei chayai, v'shachti v'beis Adonai l'orech yami. Chapter, this is Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's chapter 121. Shir lamalos es ha'inoi el ha'harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai ose shemayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yenum ha'shomarecha. Yine lo yenum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomarecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yiminecha. Yomam ha'shemesh lo yakecha v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Seis Chavoecha Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Now, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Memamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Bekolihi Tien Adnecha Keshuvos Dekol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmar Yohad Noi Mi Yamod. Kim Cha Haslicha Lema'ahan Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi Tivaroho Chalti. Nafshi Ladonai Mishomarim Laboker, Shomarim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Chesiv Arbei Mofadu. Vuhu Yifdeis Yisrael Mikol Avonosoho. Perach Kuf Mem Beis, that's chapter 142, is the fifth chapter. Maskil Ledavi Biyosim Ma'arat Vilo. Koli El Adonai Eza, Koli El Adonai Eschanoho. Eshpoch Lefanai Sichi Hitzarasi Lefanav Agi. V'isa teifalai ruchi v'ata yedata nesivasi borak zu'a halek tamanu fachli. Habet yamim ure'e ve'en li makir. Avad manos mimehni en doresh lenafshi. Zo'achti eilech Adonai amarti ata makfi. Chelki be'eretz ha'chayim. Hachshiva eori nasi ki dalosi ma'od. Hatileni mimrod fahai ki amatsuhu mimeni. Hotziya mimaskir nafshi lehodos es shemecha. B'yatizu tzadikim ki sigmahol alahai. Now we're going to say Achenu, which I'm going to translate that afterward. Achenu cho beis Yisrael hanesuni v'tzara u'v'shivya, humdim bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha, hamachem yirachem aleihem v'yotzihem mitzara l'ravacha, u'me'afela l'ora, u'me'shibu l'gu'ula, hashta b'agala uzman kari, v'nomar amen. Our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from the out from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. I'm going to say the Mishaberach for Chayilei Tzahal now, the prayer for the soldiers in the American. In the Israeli Defense Forces, in the IDF. Mi sheberach avosinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayilei tzeva haganav Yisrael v'anshei kochos habitachon, ho'omdim al mishmar arsenu v'arei Eloheinu, mikvul ha'levanam v'yabibar b'yitzrayim u'min hayam agadol ad lavo harava, u'bechol makom shehem, b'yabasha b'avir b'yam, yitein adnoi et oyvenu, hakamim alinu nigafim nikahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayelinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, Mikol Nega U'Machla, V'Yishlach Baruch HaVatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, Yad Ber Soninu Taktehem, V'Yatzrein B'Kefer Yeshua U'Bateres Nitzachon, K'yam Behem HaKasuv Chavim Elohechem, Ha'olech Imachem Lehilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem, Lo'Shi Eschem V'Nomar, Amen. I'm going to say the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, for those who are held in captivity now. Misha Berach Havosinu Abraham, Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aron, David U'Shlomo, Hu Yevarach V'Yishmor V'Yinsor, Es Nedarit Zva Haganah Yisrael U'Shvuyav, Ves Kol Achenu Hanesuni B'Tzara U'Vishivya, Ba'avur Shekol Hakal, HaKadosh Hazeh, Mispaleo Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'yotzihem Michoshech V'Tzalmeles, V'Mosro Sechem Yinatei, ומצוקותיכם יושיעים. וישיבם מהירה לחיק משוקותיכם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאות לבני אדם. קיים בהם מקרא שכסור. ובדי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה. ושמחה סולם על ראשם. ששון ושמחה ישיגו. ונעשו יגון ואנחה ונאמר אמן. I'm going to say now a mishaberach for the holy, a prayer for the sick, and I will pause, so that people can insert names. Misha Berach Avsenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aron David Shlomo Hu Yevarech V'Yirape Sacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachnim On Lerapposim Lachzikam Lachiyosam V'yishlach Lehem Mehiru Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim V'chol Yivreihem U'chol Yideihem B'sof Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh U'refuah Saguv Hashda Bagalat Zman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. Truly appreciate you being with us. We look forward to Amir to Hashem having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.